KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The South African government says the temporary ceasefire deal reached between Israel and Hamas is the first step towards ending a humanitarian crisis. The agreement, reached in Qatar, is due to start on Sunday and last 6 weeks. Phase one will see Israeli hostages released and Palestinian prisoners set free. DIRCO spokesperson Crispin Peary says obstacles to the delivery of humanitarian aid in Gaza must also be lifted.
This fire must lay the basis for a just peace, which should include the establishment of an independent, viable Palestinian state. In accordance with successive rulings of the ICJ, the provisional measures prescribed by the ICJ must be adhered to by the occupying power. International law and humanitarian law must be respected and upheld.
U.S. President Joe Biden says he's thrilled that hostages will be reunited with their families after 15 months of fighting.
During the next 6 weeks, Israel will negotiate the necessary arrangements to get phase two, which is a permanent end of the war. If negotiations take longer than 6 weeks, the ceasefire will continue as long as the negotiations continue.
But Adam Minat, whose cousin Sach Idan was taken by Hamas in the October 7th attack, says there are still many unknowns.
It's a very anxious time at the moment. I think it's important to be sanguine about the prospects of our hostages being returned to us. I've learned to become guarded and cautiously optimistic because of past experiences.
Asil Baydoun from Medical Aid for Palestinians says she's relieved but overwhelmed.
People are either severely malnourished, severely injured, and they have no adequate healthcare system within Gaza. So now we have a huge responsibility to see if we can get more medical missions in.
Those clips courtesy of Sky News. To the Northwest Province, where volunteers involved in rescue operations believe there are no remaining illegal miners underground at Stilfontein. It follows the retrieval of over 240 illegal miners and 78 bodies from the site. Provincial Commissioner Patrick Asaneng says despite this, operations will continue today.
In consultation with the mine rescue services, we said we need to do what we call a mop-up operation to confirm.
And back home, the DA in KZN says a policy allowing equal access to quality and affordable housing is needed. It's after a provincial human settlements portfolio committee exposed a lack of proper housing for numerous KZN communities. The DA's Riona Gohul says there's concern around 40 housing projects that have been stalled. She says municipalities failing to appoint reliable contractors and managers also remain a challenge.
It is critical that sustainable, vibrant and well-managed communities are developed in order to contribute to our province's broader economic and social development goals. This can only be achieved through effective leadership, improved governance and enhanced community participation.
And wet weather is expected across the province today. Durban's a high of 23 degrees, Pietermaritzburg 19, Richards Bay 24. In for Natara Nadesan, I'm Newswatch's Tamasha Kanye.